into the Word together this evening. We are finishing up tonight our study that we have been in for a few weeks now. We kicked it off 1 week, and then we skipped a week as we went back into the Kingdom series 1 week, and then we've picked up the last couple weeks. We've been talking about recovery. We've been talking about recovering what is lost, recovering what has been lost. And we kicked this series off talking about the woman who lost the coin, the 1 out of 10 coins, and what she did to find it and to reclaim it and what she went through. And then we have taken from there and springboarded into the concepts of there's a couple things that the church has lost that we need to recover. And we spent 2 weeks talking about the fact that we need to recover the power of the Spirit. We talked about what that meant, more than just spiritual manifestations, but truly the power of the Spirit, which is the power of unity, the power manifested, the power of love. And we talked about that for a couple weeks. But tonight, I want to focus with you on recovering our direction, our identity, and our influence. And I want to look at this, and there's really just a thought that I want to get across to you tonight about this, and we're going to find this thought through the scriptures that I'm going to share with you. So turn in your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 7, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 13, Matthew chapter 7, verse number 13. Russell, do we have the NLT version, but not the NLT? Okay, I'm going to read this. You can just keep it up in the New King James, and you just follow along with me. But I'm going to read these scriptures to you out of the New Living is what we're going to be looking, translation is what we're going to be looking at, as I'm just going to read this to you out of that. Matthew chapter 7, and I'm going to begin reading at verse number 13. If I'll get in the right spot here, it would help me. I was about to take off in Mark, and I was saying, hold on, that's not where I'm going tonight. So, all right, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. You can enter God's kingdom. Now, I want you to remember this. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. You got to remember that, because that's going to be key to where we're going. You can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for many who choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few ever find it. Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. You can identify them by their fruit, that is, by the way they act. Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire. Yes, just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions, by their fruit. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. There's that concept again. Not everyone who cries, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. On judgment day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name, and we cast out demons in your name, and perform many miracles in your name. But I will reply to them, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. And when the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he taught with real authority, quite unlike their teachers of religious law. I'm going to take that setting of scripture, and I just wanted to read that out of the New Living for you. We'll be going back into the New King James Version as we teach through this, but I wanted to read that just so you would catch the theme in that translation. I want to talk to you tonight about recovering what we have lost, and I want to take those settings that we just read as Jesus was teaching what would be known as a portion of the Sermon on the Mount. And I want to take those and I want to look at how these define for us recovering direction, identity, and influence. And we're going to break this down a little bit in backwards order. And we're going to go on a journey together tonight. So we're going to start off talking about the fact that we need to recover our direction. So let's start right there. We need to recover direction. How many realize that the church in the world we live in today at times seems to not follow directions, the directions of God? And oftentimes it seems like the church has lost its course, that the direction that the church sometimes is on doesn't seem to be the right direction, okay? And so we're going to look at that, and we're going to take that thought out of the very last portion that I read to you, verses 24, basically through verse number 27. That, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. The foolish man built his house on the sand. And when the rains come and the storms rise and the wind and the floods rise, that the house on the sand collapses, the house on the rock will stand strong. What is the difference? Well, the builder that built the house on the rock followed the proper direction for building with stability. The person who built the house on the sand may have built the same house, but they did not follow the directions for the foundation. Amen. If you do not have a proper foundation, and if you do not follow the directions for a proper foundation, it doesn't matter what you build on that foundation, it will not last. And I think that's very important for us in the church world today and in our own lives today. No matter what you are looking at, no matter what your life looks like on the outside, if you have not followed the directions of the Maker, of the one who knows, of the one who has tested the stress levels and who knows how to build a life that's going to last, if you do not follow the directions given to you, no matter what you build, no matter how great it looks or how wonderful it looks, if you didn't follow the directions on the foundation, it will not remain. We see that all the time. We see people that on the exterior, it looks to us like they have everything going on right. We see that all the time. It looks like from the outside, wow, their life must be perfect. Wow, they've got their life is really working well. Their life is really, they must really be doing something right because they are so blessed. They've got all this money. They've got all this prestige. They've got all this fame. They've got everything in the world you would ever want, only to find out that what we were seeing on the outside was simply a facade because their life was not built by following proper directions for a foundation. We see it all the time. We see it in the church. We see it outside the church. We see churches that it seems like everything is going well, and it seems like people are flocking to the church and things are going great, only to find out that they have not followed the directions to build on the proper foundation, and therefore what they're building won't be able to remain. So it becomes imperative for us to understand that if we're going to be the church that God has called us to be, then the one thing we have to determine in our lives is we have to reclaim and recover proper direction. And we have to be willing to build our lives on the right directions. And we have to reestablish directions. Okay? Now, I'm gonna hit these, and then I'm gonna give you the thought that came to me, and then we'll just kind of see where the Lord takes it from there. So if I kind of press on through quickly, it's because I want to get to the thought that I'm trying to get to with this. So the first thing we've got to do, and I'm gonna hit these three areas quickly, and then we'll come back and recap. But the first thing we've got to do is we need to reestablish proper direction. Now, the directions for building a foundation, but also we need to reestablish that we are going in the right direction. A house that is built, if the builder's building the house on the right foundation, then everything else in that house is going in the right direction. But if they build the house starting bad, everything is going the wrong direction. Okay? That's what we've got to recover. So we sometimes it seems like we have lost our way. We have lost the direction that we were to be started on. And so therefore we need to determine we are going to reclaim. And we'll talk about maybe how we can do that, or what I see that we can do with that. And then we'll pick up some more of what it is. The second thing that we need to have to recover is we need to recover a proper identity. We need to know who we are. We need to know what we're built on. We need to know we're going in the right direction. We need to ensure we're following directions, that we're headed the right way. But we also need to recover a proper identity. If we don't do that, if we cannot rediscover our identity, then we will miss out on what God has for us. Okay? So, Matthew chapter 7, back up to verse 15. He says, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits." You will identify them. That's what the New Living Translation says. You will be able to identify them by their fruits. Okay? And he talks about that. He talks about the trees. A good tree won't produce bad fruit. A bad tree won't produce good fruit. And then he goes down and he says in verse 20, "Therefore, by their fruits, you will identify them." Your identity will be found in your activity. But if you don't have a proper identity, you will not have the proper activity. Okay, so just bear with me a little bit as I try to set this up. And we'll come back and talk about where our identity should be based. But I just got to get this to you first. You've got to know you're in the right direction. You've got to know you have followed the right direction to begin with. And you have to be moving in the right direction. And then you have to recover a proper identity. You have to begin to know who you are. As a church, we have to know who we are. And we will identify who we are by what we are doing. Amen. I know people don't want to hear that today. Well, I thought I'm identified as a Christian just if I say Jesus. And I asked him into my heart. But if you say Jesus and you say a prayer, but you never are doing the things that Jesus leads you to do, your identity is all messed up. We see that today. We have church fulls of people. We have churches that their identity is missing because their actions are missing. They are claiming to be good trees producing bad fruit. That's what false prophets do. Amen. How many do y'all see the correlation there? He says, these are false prophets. People that say they're something but are not. You'll know them by what they're doing. And then he says, you will be able to know people by their fruit. I mean, no, I didn't say that. Jesus said that. Therefore, if you, it doesn't matter what you're claiming about yourself. It matters what fruit is being produced out of your life. That's your identity. And we need to reclaim our identity. And then he says, not everyone, and he goes on and he continues to explain this, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, is mine. He said, in fact, in the last days, there will be some that they will cry out to me, and they will say, but we prophesied in your name. But I cast out devils in your name. I was involved in all of this work, many wonders. I saw miracles in your name. But I will declare to them, I never knew you. Your identity was not established in me. It was only established in other things. Now, here's the thing about identity. You will be known by your fruit, but your identity is not determined only by your works. It is truly determined by who it is that's working in you. That's going to be key. Okay? And then the third thing that we must recover and reclaim, it's not only direction and not only identity, but the third thing that we need, you can't see that real well, but the third thing that we have to recover is influence. How many realize the church is supposed to have influence? We are supposed to be people of influence because we are the body of Christ. How many believe Christ had influence when he walked on this earth? How many believe the Spirit of God has influence on this world? The church, the body of Christ, the temple of the Holy Spirit, is supposed to have influence. So we need to recover our influence. But the only way we can recover influence is by starting with direction, reclaiming identity, and then we will recover influence. And he says in Matthew 7, verse 13, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. There are many who go in by the broad way, but narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. So that means there has to be some that are influencing people in the right way. Because the default mode is the broad way. The default mold for most people is the broad way that leads to destruction. The narrow way has to be influenced. It has to be led. People have to be pointed in the right path. Amen. So here's the thing. How can we be people of influence in the right path if we are not in the right direction? If we have not followed direction to begin with, and we are not moving in the right direction, or if we do not have a proper understanding of identity, we will not be able to influence others like God wants us to. We need to recover this. Now, here is the thought that I want to just focus on a little bit, and we'll just then talk our way through this. The Lord kind of shows this to me in the idea of yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday is direction. Okay? Our yesterdays show us a direction of our life. Bear with me for a minute. Today is our identity. It's who we are. Yesterday shows us how we got to today. It's a direction. It's what direction did we follow? It brought us here. But today, this is who we are. This is our identity. And tomorrow is all about influence. Now, here's the thought that hit my mind. Do you know you will never live in tomorrow? Do you know that? You and I will never live in tomorrow. Because when we get to Thursday, tomorrow will be what? Right? But when we're in Thursday, what will tomorrow be? Friday. You'll never, you only live today. How many know you'll never go back and live again in yesterday? Yesterday, you only have a couple of options with yesterday. Yesterday is just a direction. Your past is all about direction. What was your life built on? What did your life point to? What was your life following? What were the circumstances leading you to today? You can't change yesterday. You can't go back and live in yesterday. You can't relive yet. You can in your mind, but you can't in reality. You can only live in today. And tomorrow, if, Lord willing, I wake up and I take a breath and I get out of bed, Thursday will be my today. I can only live today. And in that day, today is where my identity is found. That's why the Bible says today is the day of salvation. You have to know that you are a believer and your salvation is today. Yesterday was direction. Today is your identity, and tomorrow is all about influence. Because if I can get my life going in the right direction, and I can live in the right identity today, then I can influence my tomorrows. Amen. If I can start building yesterdays that are built on the directions of God and are pointing me in the right direction, then today I can live my todays in a proper identity, going in the right direction. Then I can begin to influence what tomorrow is going to look like, so that when tomorrow becomes today, I'm just walking in it with my identity. Are y'all with me? I know that's kind of a lot to probably process. I wrestled. The Lord gave me this thought and I had the other stuff already in my mind. The Lord dropped this thought in my mind this morning in my prayer time, and I have wrestled with this all day long. I went home. I normally just stay here until church time. I went home for just a little bit and sat in there with Veronica, and I told her, I said, I've wrestled with this all day long. I just had to kind of get a change of scenery a little bit. Because it's a lot to consider. It's a lot to think about. But it is a plan of life that we can recover our influence if we can recover our direction. And here's what hit me in that. I can't change all my past, but I can make sure that when my next day comes, that this day was built on the right directions and pointing me in the right path. Any of you ever used your GPS to drive somewhere? Any of you ever not listened to your GPS and went a different way? Okay. What does it begin to say? Turn around. But what? Yeah. Recalculating, right? In 100 feet, turn around. In other words, politely saying, you dummy, you're going the wrong way, right? Recalculate. I'm going to find a new route. And you know what I found? No matter how far off I get, that thing can still recalculate a route for me to get to my destination. Yeah, a better way, right? I don't always follow it because I just kind of like to drive around every now and then, drive my family crazy. Veronica will say, do you know where you are? And I won't answer until we get there. And I'll say, I knew where I was the whole time. She'll say, you just get lucky. Well, she'll never know because I'm never telling my secrets. Yeah, that's right, Shay. She doesn't have it. Yeah. But that's, we you can recalculate. Here's what hit me in that. No matter how far off your past has been, no matter how far off the directions you got at the beginning, you can restart. And while it is today, you can restart the directions. So that when the next day comes, you're in the right direction. You're moving the right way. You've followed. You've put a good foundation down. I'm not talking about the foundation of 10 years ago or 2 weeks ago. I'm talking about the foundation we're building right now. We are recalculating. The key is to know who we are and where we're trying to go. Amen. Let me say it another way. The key is today to know whose we are. Because if we know whose we are with a proper identity, we have a voice that will direct us. Amen. And it's not the voice of whatever your voice on your GPS sounds like. My daughter programmed her Siri on her iPhone to sound like is it a guy with a British accent? I believe it is. I have no idea why she did it. She just loved the accent. So that's what her guy sounds like. It doesn't matter what the voice sounds like. What matters is, though, if we will understand, if we will put ourselves in a proper identity, if we will be able to say, okay, I may not know the best route, I may not know everything that's going on, but I'm going to trust and have faith and put ourselves in the right place, in the right hands, we've got a voice that will lead us and will direct us. And our yesterdays will turn into direction that's preparing us for our tomorrow. Our today's are simply just going to be identity, and what we are doing is we are setting up influence that tomorrow is going to be different. Amen. And if we will recover that as believers and as churches, we can influence others in that. We can truly have answers for people. Here's the statement that the Lord dropped in my heart that I wrote down on this little sticky note. Because that's all I had to write down on. Here's a statement, and it really began to catch me. When yesterday intersects today, it influences tomorrow. When yesterday begins to intersect with today, it's influencing tomorrow. So if I've got proper direction from yesterday and proper identity today, it's going to influence tomorrow. And my life is going to be on a trajectory. Amen. It's going to be going in a right path. We need to allow the Lord, who's calculating for us a plan, but we got to build on the right direction, know who we are in the moment, and have influence for the next moment. You don't know what tomorrow holds. Isn't that what the Bible says? Don't know what tomorrow holds, but you do know who holds tomorrow. And it's okay to make plans. Don't get me wrong. We should plan, and we should be people of preparation, and we should be people that look to the future and ask God for His plans. But we also must be people that are relying upon God, being influenced by God for our future. And the only way we can do that is by having the right direction from our past. The proper identity of today, so we can have the influence of tomorrow. Now, let me go back and hit those. Direction. When we have lost direction, when we haven't started the right way, we haven't followed the directions I'm building, or we have gotten off course and we are going in the wrong direction. The Bible says in Proverbs 14 and 12, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is death. It's destruction. Isaiah 35 talks about the highway of holiness. There is a way that you can walk upon. And if you stay on that path, that the ravenous animals, the wild animals, will not be able to harm you if you'll walk. And the redeemed of the Lord can walk on that path. And let the redeemed of the Lord just say so. Let us go with shouting and rejoicing, because we're on the highway of holiness. We're on the right path. But if you have missed your direction, If your yesterdays are full of detours and dead ends and wrong turns and mess ups, you can put all of that behind you, and today you can determine, I'm going to get proper direction now. Amen. I'm going to start on my today, and then when tomorrow is here, when I'm living in my next day, I'm going to have some direction from the day. I'm going to build my life on the directions of God. I'm going to build my life on the rock, not the sand. You may have been building your life all up until this time on the sand, but if you'll make the decision today that I'm going to build today on the rock, I'm going to change, recalculate something, and right now I'm going to build from this day forward on the rock. I'm going to follow the right direction. I'm going to go the right direction with God's help, and you start now. You can't change yesterday. You can learn from yesterday, but you can't change it. But you can change now. And at some point, today will turn into yesterday. Amen. And so, I can't change yesterday, but I can change now, which will change my yesterdays. How many know if you can just start making some good decisions in the day you're living, pretty soon, they string into several days, and now your yesterdays are heading you on the right path. Amen. Somebody's got to catch this. Because this is just too good. Maybe the Lord just gave it to me. I don't know. But this is just too good to miss. Yeah. I mean, you can start. There's something you can do about a bad past. There's something you can do about messing up directions. There's something you can do about missing things in the past or not starting out the right way. You can start now. And if you can just string those together, here in my mind, here is what I was seeing. If here is the goal. Okay, that's where we're headed. And we are here. You know, we're here somewhere. This is us. And these are the points of our past. And I mean, you know, sometimes we're going this way, and then next time we see ourselves going this way, and then we've looped around, and we're going back here, and then, you know, it's just chaos. That's our past. You know, no real direction. It's just here, there, everywhere. Okay, that's not helping us get there, would you agree? Right? If here's where we're trying to go, and this is where we've been, we're not on the right path. We're not headed the right direction. Let me show you what we can do about it. We can recover this. We can learn from all of this. Put it away and say, okay, I learned that was not a real good plan. I wasn't getting there. So today I'm here. Here is my goal. So here I'm going to make a good decision to head to my goal. And I'm going to listen, and I'm going to talk to you how we're going to do this. But I'm going to listen, and I'm going to find my proper identity, and the voice of the Lord is going to lead me, and then tomorrow, I'll find myself there. And then the day after that, I'll find myself there. The day after that, I'll find myself there. The day after that, I'll find myself there. You see what's happening? You went from this to now, just in a few days, you're headed somewhere. You have changed the direction of your life just by making good decisions in the day you're living. Not based on your past. You can. If you lose, and this is where the identity part is going to come in. But yeah, if you get here and then you just lose faith, you quit listening, you turn away, you do things your own way, and you say, you know what, I think I need to go here. oh, well, that didn't work. Instead of listening to God, well, I think I need to go here. You're going the wrong way again. You're following the wrong directions again. Okay? But from wherever you are, if on this day you say, you know what, Lord? I don't want to keep doing this. I don't want to keep doing this. So, Lord, I'm building my life on you from this day. And guess what? Then as we listen, the next day we find ourselves here. And the next day the Lord leads us here. And we're back on course again. You don't have to keep going the wrong direction. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't have to keep the chaos in your life. If you will build your life on the right thing on the day you're living, reflect on your past, but don't live in your past. Go the right direction today. It will not be long until the trajectory of your life will be drastically different. The children of Israel, God led them out of Egypt, if that's Egypt, and if this is the promised land, God delivers them out of Egypt. They head to the promised land. But you know what they did? Instead of listening to God, when they got to the edge of God's plan, they quit following directions. They lost their identity. And the influence for their future went the wrong way. And you know what they did? They got here, they messed up, they had to go here, and then that for 40 years, they wandered around a mountain. Until the generation died, and a new generation from this point said, God, we're going to listen to your direction. And from that day, God took them to the promised land. Come on now. See, wherever you're at, it's all about direction. And you got to choose the right direction on the day you're living. Forget about yesterday. It's over. It can be learned from, but you can't live it again. Yeah. Absolutely. You got to turn yourself around. And you got to say, this is it. I'm making a decision. I'm going to know my direction. I'm going to follow. I'm going to build my life on the rock. Do you know you can make that decision from anywhere you're at? The deepest hole you can find yourself, you can make the decision when the Lord presents himself to you. I'm going to build my life on the rock. I'm going to follow directions. I'm going to go the right direction. But then the key is, in order to make this happen, the key is you got to know your identity. If you're going to, you can get the right direction, but in order to stay on the right path, you got to have the proper identity. You got to understand, and I've got some stuff on this that I may be preaching Sunday, and I'm not going to go as far into this because the Lord just gave me some stuff late this afternoon on this that just rocked me. And so I'm maybe preaching a Sunday, or at some point I will be. But you got to understand whose you are, who's leading you. If you can settle your identity, if you can settle that, if you can know him and the power of his resurrection, if the eyes of your understanding can be open and you can understand who he is that's leading you and who you are, that you are not this person. Here you became a new person. And this person passed away. And you walked good for a while and you lost track. But you're no longer now this person that turned around. You're this person that's headed back. Amen. Because of your identity. You are Christ. Christ is yours. You are, the Bible says, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. He's leading you. You've got direction now. Your yesterdays are turning into pointing you into a trajectory that God has for you. Every day you're living now, you're understanding this is who I am. Some of you, it would do you good to remind yourself on a daily basis whose you are and who you are in Him. You're not that old person. You know what distracts us and gets us to miss and turn around from our direction? When we won't believe the voice that guides us. Now we laugh about, we don't listen to the GPS sometimes. I don't do it all the time either. And sometimes that GPS will get you lost. They may not know the latest and best and the detours and all that kind of stuff. But God always knows what's ahead. And if you'll listen to Him, and if you'll understand He's now your identity, and what He says about you is who you are, and what He declares about you is the life you're living, and you're not who you used to be, and the direction of your life is not heading the way it used to be, but now you are in Jesus, and Christ is in you, and now I am a child of God. I am joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I am a man or a woman full of the Spirit of God. I have the wisdom of Christ living in me, the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, the same power that raised Christ from the dead is able to quicken my mortal body. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world, right? My God can supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory. Now unto Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think or ever even dream of. That's my Lord. That's my God. That's my Savior. That's who I am now. And when I reclaim that identity and I'm headed in the right direction, I'm influencing my future. And my trajectory has just pointed me to the narrow gate that leads to the kingdom. But if you don't put it together, you'll find yourself on the broad way. But if you're following the right direction, and you can do that by putting some days together of obedience. Amen. You know, they say, and it's different for everybody I know, but they say if you can do something for 21 straight days, it can become a habit. Amen. Yeah, it doesn't even have to take that long for some things. But if you can determine to do something for 21 days to a month, you can begin to build a habit. Can I tell you, I think the church and believers need to start building some new habits. And you don't build habits by changing yesterday. You build habits by what you do today. And you don't build habits by what you plan to do tomorrow. You build habits by what you do today. A tree is known by the fruit it's producing today. It might produce good fruit today, but then the tree could go bad and produce bad fruit at some point and have to be cut off. But today, it's producing a fruit that is good. Come on, somebody. You need to begin to produce things today. Don't wish you had produced them yesterday. You can't change that. Don't think, well, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow's not ever going to come. I could break out into a Garth Brooks song there, but I won't. Tomorrow never comes. Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, but you can build some habits today. Start following directions today. Start agreeing with the identity the Word speaks about you today. And you do that a few days in a row, and you'll be able to look back, and you'll be able to see a path where God's leading you. And then if you'll just keep doing that, the path He's leading you on is influencing every tomorrow. He's putting you in a place to succeed tomorrow. So when tomorrow turns into day, your yesterday and your today has intersected, and tomorrow becomes a day on the journey with God. And the influence now is, this is working. How many, when something works, you ever been on a diet? You ever been on a diet that didn't work? Is anybody still on the diet that didn't work?
Yeah.
Good. There you go. Now, no, because if it doesn't work, at some point, you're going to give up on it. Right? Yeah. And now, the crazy thing is, we will keep trying to do the same diet. We'll keep starting it over again. If it didn't work the first time, it's not going to work the second time. Right? But when you find something that works, you get energized. Hey, I lost a pound. And you get up the next day, and you've lost another pound. Or a week from now, and you've lost another pound. And you're saying, hey, this is working. And what was a grind becomes a little easier. Come on, somebody. Think with me spiritually. If you would give the Lord enough time, enough days, just following His direction, believing who He says you are, and living in that, and you do that for enough days, you'll get energized because the influence is going to be, this is working. The problem is we don't give God even enough days to show us this works. Because here's what I've got to have you hear. It's not about just this day. It's about this goal. Entering the kingdom. So what we do is we say, well, this didn't work. I tried. It didn't work for me. You got to keep building. Because the goal's not today. The goal's the kingdom. But today, how you live today influences your pathway to the kingdom. And we can reclaim these. That's what I want to say to you. And Jesus, when he was teaching on the Sermon on the Mount in those in the area I talked to you about, he's talking about the kingdom. He said there's a way to enter the kingdom. False prophets are those that have no identity, that claim to be something but never live it out, have no actions. They're not entering the kingdom. They don't have the right identity. Those who don't follow the directions, they'll never be able to enter the kingdom. Their house is going to collapse. But if you get the right direction and the right identity, you'll have the influence that will propel you to the narrow way to enter the kingdom. If I'm here, this may not feel like attainable. But if I'm walking with the Lord, this is attainable. And when this is attained, this becomes attainable. And when I do this, this becomes. And then when I look back, instead of looking back and seeing all this, I'm looking back and seeing this, and I'm saying, hey, this is working. I'm going somewhere. I hope you see that. If not, you wasted this hour. Because that's really all I got. I hope you see that. Check your direction today. Look back to see the ways you missed it. But start building following directions today. Grab the right identity today. And then let the direction and identity today influence you for your future days. And pretty soon, you'll look back on successes rather than failures. How many know successes motivate us? Amen? I love NFL football. Have you ever noticed? Every team but a few, and sadly my Cowboys are in that group right now. But most teams, usually when they play Dallas for sure, they cannot do anything for three quarters. You ever seen this in the NFL, if you're an NFL fan? I mean, they can look like the worst team. Yeah, Kansas City did that the other day. They can look like the worst team in the world. They can't move the ball. They can't score. They can't get out of their own way. They can't stop anybody. And all of a sudden, with about 3 minutes to go in the game, it's like something just clicks, and all of a sudden, they can't do anything wrong. And one good play turns into two, turns into four, turns into a score, and then they get a turnover, and then they get another score. And in a one-quarter time frame, it's like they went from the worst thing in the world to world beaters and win the game because they caught momentum. They got influenced. They started, the directions that they had been trained started working. They realized we can do this. And as they begin to build upon that, then they get influenced and they not only think they can do it, they do it. NBA basketball is even a better example than football. Because they can be 30 points down, and in the last quarter, they can all of a sudden, they can't miss a shot. The basket looks this big around. Come on. We have the same ability. Because the greater one is in us. If we'll just follow directions, believe our identity, and let it influence, and build on some successes. How many of you would like to have some consistent successes to build on? Start today. Amen. Stand your feet with me tonight. And the goal is what Jesus said at the beginning of the passage I read to you. Enter by the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. There are many that go in by it, but narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, into the kingdom. Enter. The goal